Chapter 3 Rhoda Lance came through the Sweet Seasons' back door into the kitchen, inhaling the heavenly aromas of apple crisp and pies and the cheesy bacon scent of the casseroles her mother had already made for the breakfast menu. She was a little later than she'd intended to be, but hungry as she was, it was best to eat some breakfast before she helped her sister set up the dining room.
Mama, you must have been starving. Half of this casserole's missing from the pan,
she teased as she filled her plate. Then she glanced at the lineup of pies set aside from those that would go in the glass case out front.
And you cut into one of the pies for the party, too?
I've been here a while, child. Bacon pies, decorating these cakes for the bishop's birthday, came the reply from the other side of the kitchen. Mama was focused on the bottom edge of a tall white layer cake, squeezing on frosting in a scallop design with a pastry tube.
Yeah, your mam already had the goodies made for tomorrow's party and this big pan of crisp for today's lunch buffet by the time I got here,
Naomi Brenneman chimed in.
And to think she was here by herself during that storm, too. That was some kind of wind we had, to toss a big limb through the front window. Lucky that's all the damage we got.
Blew so hard into my room, I slammed the window down,
Rhoda's sister, Rachel, remarked as she loaded the dishwasher.
Sure hope this rain's all passed through before the preaching service tomorrow, or Zook's basement'll smell damp.
Rhoda took in their chatter as she quickly ate her breakfast, but she didn't miss the way Mama had passed off answering about that pie and why so much of the casserole was gone. When she looked out into the cafe's main room to see what Naomi was talking about, her jaw dropped.
Didn't anyone else see the obvious? So how'd you get that tarp up over the hole in the window, Mama?
She quizzed. Her mother quickly swished her hands in the dishwater.
Just a sec, that's the phone ringing,
she chirped before she bustled to the shanty out back.
Rhoda raised her eyebrows at Naomi. Has she told you how that big tree limb got taken out of the dining room? It's for sure and for certain Mama didn't heft it outside by herself.
Her mother's partner shrugged.
It's life's little...